Let me tell you something. I'm a bit old-fashioned. We're going to do something completely different for the next few minutes, all right? I'm a bit old-fashioned insofar as I like old books, right? I like the way they feel. I like the way they smell. I like reading old books. I've got a ton of them. Thankfully, my grandmother and my mother were school teachers, and I've got good books, old books. I love them. Also, the whole virtual currency thing, I don't get it. I want to be able to touch money. I like it. I like the feel of money. I like the smell of money, you know? When you make some money, I like that. And I've liked the feel of coins. And I've got a fellow with me now, Tom Colson, is the owner of Liberty Coin Service. It is Michigan's largest rare coin dealer. And I wanted to bring him in to talk about gold and silver and coins and everything that's going on in the world of currency today. Tom, thank you for being here.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
So you're not a virtual currency guy, I hope. Tell me it's true. Tell me you're old-fashioned. You believe in touching and feeling gold and silver.
Nope. I like good, hard, solid money, and it's fun to see, and it's fun to handle, and, you know, I just love the history behind it. It's so interesting to me.
Yeah, money used to be designed by great designers and engravers. There was this whole process, but right now, the price of gold and silver up. You keep an eye on that every day, obviously, because even old, I'll say, Mercury dimes or Franklin half dollars, even if they're worn out and not really worth much to a collector, the silver value still holds its value always, correct?
Absolutely, and it's a great way to hold silver. It's one of our best sellers in terms of people that want to buy silver. So old silver coins, dimes and quarters, a lot of people come in and buy that from us.
Yeah, I always wondered, why would you go out and buy a gold bar or an ounce of gold? I mean, if there was truly a crisis, what are you going to do, trade a gold bar for a loaf of bread? It never made sense to me. Smaller pieces of currency would be more valuable, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think silver is something that you buy and hold for small things like that, if you would have to use it for commerce. Gold's more of a store of value where you just hold it. Maybe you trade it in at some point when you needed it for the silver or something else that you would use to exchange.
Now, let me ask you this. The U.S. Mint, I mean, for a number of years, you couldn't legally own gold in America. Of course, that's changed not a long time ago. But every year I see these advertisements. I mean, here's this new silver coin. It's 1 ounce Troy, or this new gold coin. And it's being sold for X. You know, and they're being sold and have physical gold. But I worry that some of those people are not reputable. How do I know that I'm dealing with the right people, Tom, if I want to invest in, you know, in gold coins or silver coins and new ones that are being minted? Because there's some really cool stuff that's out there right now. And I look at it, but I always wonder, because I think that, you know, am I paying too much? How do you know that you're doing the right thing and having these as an investment in the future?
Well, one good thing is just to check around with various places and see what they have to offer and what they can tell you. And if you have questions, if you call a company like us, we're happy to explain things and walk you along the way to make the proper decision for what you need your bullion for. Another good thing to check for is there's a lot of companies like ourselves that belong to the Professional Numismatic Guild. So if you see that PNG dealer endorsement, that's also a good sign that you're dealing with somebody that's reputable.
Yeah, you have to find people that are honest and make sure you're dealing with the right people. Because I think that a lot of folks end up with, we'll go back to the silver coins and so forth. You know, grandpa and grandma passed away. There's some coins here. Nobody knows quite what they're worth. And so getting things appraised can be very important at a place like Liberty Coin Service to make sure that, if you're going to sell a collection or you found a few things, make sure you get what they're worth and you don't get taken and get fleeced, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you're getting the most value, particularly in that situation for your heirs, that they're getting the most value for what they have.
All right. So I'm going to ask you about three things here, just for fun. One, I didn't grab it. Two things I did. The first thing... because they used to name the coins. You had Buffalo nickels and Indian head pennies. And I've got this Liberty Walking Half Dollar from 1916 that was minted in San Francisco. Okay. For people that don't know, mint marks are important because you had mints in Carson City and New Orleans and Philadelphia and Denver. This one minted in San Francisco, so it has an S mint mark. It's kind of a rare coin, and I don't know how good you are. Maybe this is too tough of a quiz. I have no idea what such a thing is worth, and that's why I would turn to a professional like you, a 1916 S Liberty walking half. Any clue?
Well, you're right. It is a fairly scarce coin. The 1916 S Walking Liberty half, they made about a half a million of those that year, which is towards the lower end of the mintage scale for that particular series. Those vary in value. Most of the ones that I would see bring maybe $25 to $50 because they're usually well worn out. But I just handled a very nice one earlier this year that we sold for nearly $2,000.
Well, then.
And, one that's in pristine condition could be worth even far more than that.
See, this is like Antique Roadshow here. With Tom Coulson from Liberty Coins, like Antique Roadshow. What is it worth, Tom? Did I win the lottery here? That's what I want to. So I got this other thing. I don't know if you can see it on the camera. This is a 50-cent piece from the United States of America. It's in terrible shape. I find it interesting because of the history. I found this recently. Didn't even know that 50-cent pieces came in paper. Are things like
that
worth
anything?
Yeah,
that's a great piece of history there. That there is it's a fifth issue fractional currency note. It was made about 1869, 1874. Those were made because there was very little actual coinage in circulation at that time. So that particular note is fairly well worn, probably $5 to $10 on that one.
Yeah.
Those aren't super scarce either. So even a nice one's maybe $25, $50, $100.
I want to get the last thing in real quick because we only have like 20 seconds. You can hardly see it. I'll just show it to you. It's a gold dollar made in 1853. Tiny little thing. I mean, you think you lose pennies these days. Tiny little thing. 15 seconds. What's such a thing worth?
One of those is collectible. It's probably $200 to $300 roughly.
Nice. There you go. All right. Tom Coulson, real quickly before we go, Liberty Coin Service, where do people find you? What's your website? Real quick.
We're www.libertycoinservice.com, and we're here in Lansing, Michigan in the Fran Orba.
Thank you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.